Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Before we get started, please rate and review our show. It helps people find us. On this episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly, with NFL preseason upon us and roster cuts looming, a lot of players out there are hoping to prove themselves right now and stick with their team, including an undrafted rookie with the Philadelphia Eagles. Before going to camp in Philly, it had been 6 years since Devin Allen played football. He's best known for what he's done on the track, where he's a world-class hurdler who also recently suffered an unfortunate and controversial outcome at the World Championships in Oregon. Our producer Jesse Armosky has the story of Allen trying to turn himself into a two-sport star. I'm your host, John Gonzalez. From Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio, this is Sports Illustrated Weekly. All right, Jess, so training camps are happening. One of them, near and dear to my heart, the Philadelphia Eagles are at camp, and they have a player there who I find very interesting, Devin Allen. He's in camp with the Eagles. How's it going for him so far?
Considering he's playing football at a high level for the first time since 2016, I think it's going pretty well. If you ask him, maybe not as well as he would have hoped. I spoke to Ruben Frank from NBC Sports Philadelphia. He was talking to Devin pretty early on in training camp. And Devin Allen said, yeah, it's intense.
Part, I think, is just learning how to practice again, learning how to play again. I think, you know, the nuances are much different than college. And then it's been so long since I played, right? I just got to remember, you know, the intensity and the tempo that all the coaches want in practice, and then how to practice and how to, you know, get a good rep, even if we're just in helmets or we're just in shells and stuff like that as well. And then also getting all the walkthrough reps I can.
I think the most frustrating thing for Devin Allen at this point is he's leaving a sport for now where he is incredibly successful, really highly decorated, just known as, you know, one of the best at what he does. And then he gets to training camp and he's pretty much like ninth in the pecking order. He hasn't been getting a lot of opportunities to show off his skills at camp. Here's what Ruben had to say.
So not only is he competing against wide receivers who've been doing this all their lives without a six-year break, he's playing against cornerbacks who are some of the best in the world and know every trick in the book. And pure speed doesn't get you open in the NFL.
And I think that he is just kind of struggling to stand out, which must be frustrating, especially because he, you know, really is coming off a sport where he is so well known.
So it's wild to me that he hasn't played football in 6 years. He's undrafted. He shows up to the Oregon Pro Day. The Eagles take a liking to him. Aside, is it just the speed? What did they see that they wanted to bring him into camp?
Yeah, so we know that he's fast, obviously. And, you know, the Eagles general manager, Howie Roseman, he's kind of thinking outside the box always when he's looking for people to sign. Reuben Frank reminded us of Jordan Mulata, the rugby player that Howie Roseman signed. You know, back in 2006, he signed an Olympic skier, still the only Olympic skier to ever be signed by the NFL, Jeremy Bloom. So you can imagine that Roseman was looking at Allen kind of through that lens as someone who maybe isn't necessarily a shoe-in, but could bring a lot to the team. They did look at film, Ruben told me, and you know, it was old film. It was from like 2014, 2016, which I kind of thought was funny. And they were impressed.
You know, you think of a track guy playing football, you think of like a fragile, you know, a finesse type player with great speed. But they saw a guy who didn't back down physically from defensive backs and had the right mentality. He didn't look like a track star playing football. He looked like a football player. And I think that's what appealed to them.
All right, so they go from a skier to a rugby player, and now they've got Devin Allen, who, as we know, is excellent on the track. He's a three-time national champion in the 110 hurdles. The timing here really works out for Allen, right? Because he signs in April. He's got the U.S. championships in June. He's got the world championships in July. And now he's in camp with the Eagles in August. He's got a lot going on.
For Devin Allen, the timing is everything, and it has worked so well in his favor. He went to the U.S. champs in June. He took third place. The top three went to Worlds. It actually came out after the race that his dad had passed away the weekend of the meet. So he's basically running with this huge life thing happening, and really hard to tell in the race. He still, you know, got third. He qualifies for Worlds. And yeah, he seemed to be just on the up and up with the world champs in July in Eugene, his home stadium. He looked good to contend for a medal. I think a lot of fans were expecting him to come out and get on the podium. And then, you know, his plan was to transition back to football for the time being, see what he could do when he dipped his toes into the NFL. He was really set up for a successful transition.
Yeah, I was excited for him at the World Championships. As you mentioned, it's his home track in Eugene, Oregon. First time the World Championships had been held in the United States. And so everybody, I think, kind of expected him to end up on the podium. But man, it did not go well for him. Tell everybody what happened to Devin Allen at the World Championships in Oregon.
It did not go well for him. That's, I mean, exactly as you said. He got through the heats and the semis. There was a sense that he didn't quite look like himself in those early rounds, but the final's all that matters. He gets the line in the final. And I wouldn't say that he was a heavy favorite for gold necessarily, but, you know, this guy really delivers when it matters. And I think a podium finish was in sight for him. The gun goes up.
Set.
Hello? The gun goes off again, calling the runners back to the line. A callback gun is jarring, obviously, for athletes, jarring for fans, for people watching in the stadium, for people watching on TV. It's just, it's kind of this like eerie feeling. You know that something bad is coming. You're scanning the line for who it could have been.
He's the one. It's lane three, I think, Devin Allen. Oh, man.
Now, I've seen a lot of false starts. And usually, if they're pretty blatant, you can see them with the naked eye. Then if you can't see it in real time, you go back and you look at the slow-mo. This false start was absolutely imperceptible, even in slow motion. What we saw was that the gun went off and he got out of the blocks. It was incredibly hard to understand what had just happened, even when you watched the footage. And come to find out why is that he'd false started by 1/1000th of a second. He appeared to be trying to talk to the official at the track, be trying to reason with him. The start went to replay. And there was this thought, okay, maybe he'll run anyway. He'll file a protest later. But after a few minutes, and the crowd did not like this, he walked off the track. His world championships were over. Everyone was booing. It was a really, really intense moment.
Yeah, that's such a bummer. I mean, like, I was bummed out for him. 1/1000th of a second just sounds impossible. It sounds like this couldn't possibly be something that they could measure, but apparently they did. That had to be immensely frustrating for him, no?
So frustrating. And it's even more frustrating when you kind of dig into this rule. And if it seems arbitrary, that's because it is, I think we can say. So the idea is you want to have a fast time between when you hear the gun and when you actually push out of the blocks, but not too fast. Because if it's too fast, then there's a chance that you ignored the gun and just went early. And that could impact, obviously, your race unfairly. So I was like, this rule makes no sense. Where did it come from? Why does it exist? And I ended up speaking to Steve Magnus, who's an expert on health and human performance. He's coached a lot of pro athletes over the years. And come to find out, this rule was actually developed in the 60s when timing mechanisms were not the same as they are now. And it wasn't until the mid-90s when World Athletics, which is the international governing body for track and field, said, yep, this is the official standard. Here's Steve.
And to back that up, they had a study that only had 8 amateur Finnish sprinters in it that said, oh, no one reacted faster than 0.10. So this is the new standard.
So the fact that this rule was codified into existence based on a study with 8 amateur sprinters and now suddenly pro runners around the world are being held to it, obviously you can see why it's pretty frustrating. Devin Allen was the third pretty big name DQ in this meet. A lot of people started digging into the starting data and the timing data in Eugene specifically.
Yeah. So if you look at the data and compare it to past world championships, across sprint events, they're all reacting 1/100th or two faster than they normally would. So the average, the median is all faster reactions. In fact, I was looking the other day and normally we only have, you know, maybe a handful of reaction times that are really close to that 0.1 response. And in this track meet, we've had something like 25 to 30.
Now, for their part, World Athletics came out and was like, look, everything's okay with the timing, but we'll look at the rule in the future. We'll take it into consideration in the future. Now, a lot of people saw that as them conceding to maybe this rule isn't fair, maybe we should revisit it. But that didn't change a lot for Devin Allen. The race had already been won, the medals had been awarded, and there was this really somber shot of Devin watching the race from the call room, just sitting on like a folding chair watching the race. And it was pretty heartbreaking to know that because of this rule, because he was a really good starter, but a little bit too good on this day, he was out of contention for a medal.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
That's insane, Jess. I mean, you call it heartbreaking. I think that's exactly right. If that had been me, I would never get over it. I would think about it for the rest of my life. And Devin Allen, now he's at Eagles training camp, and he's a little bit removed from it, but he's never going to be clear of what happened in Eugene. And he's still being asked about it, even at Eagles camp, right? What did he have to say about what happened at the World Championships?
Yeah, he spoke to Ruben Frank at training camp, and he said when he heard the call back gun, obviously his first feeling was panic.
Because I know the rules, right? You're not supposed to be able to run into protests unless there's a problem with the equipment or something, you know, outside the external to start, like crowd noise or somebody making noise on the field or, you know, pole vaulter or shot putter throwing, whatever like that. So, you know, it's pretty much just panic right away.
But the thing is because of the timing, he didn't really have a chance to let it get to him so much. He didn't have a chance to stew over it. He had to report for camp. And his focus had to change no matter what had happened at the meet. So there's this sense that Devin Allen is an incredible hurdler. We know this. You know, Ruben and I were chatting about how Devin Allen could roll out of bed in the middle of the night and run in the low 13s for the 110 hurdles. Just to give you an idea, the world record is currently 12.8. So that's really fast. And there's this idea that, you know, not that hurdling comes easy to him, but he's really good at it. He kind of sails through it. He does really well. And he wanted a new challenge. And that is why he showed up at Eagles training camp, ready to go and ready to see what he could do in a completely different kind of way.
All right. So he's in camp with the Eagles. I'm rooting for him. I want something good to happen for Devin Allen, especially after what happened at the World Championships, Jess. But as we know, this is kind of a long shot. He's undrafted. He hasn't played football in six seasons. But the good news is the Eagles wide receivers after A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith are not great. So he has a chance. What are his prospects looking like? What are the guys who you talked to in Philly saying about Devin Allen?
Yeah, I got the sense in talking to people about this that it's unlikely that a permanent roster spot will become Devin Allen's. But it's not impossible. Ruben Frank thinks that there is a potential that he could get a spot on the practice squad, still pretty lucrative. And because of these new rules under COVID, teams can pull up, as we know, two players each game from the practice squad. So he has the potential to be called up and get a couple game checks, which pretty good deal for Devin Allen. The other thing is, again, timing is so working out for him. Football wraps up in February. Indoor track really starts ramping up in February. And you can bet that you're going to see him back on the track. He's not done with track. He wants to obviously keep going. But in terms of doing both sports, timing is really on his side.
It would be great to see him back on the track. I'm glad that he's not abandoning that sport. For football, practice squad probably is the best case scenario for him. So fingers crossed on that one. As we know, a preseason is underway. The Eagles just played the Jets in their first preseason game. How did Devin Allen do? Tell me he had a great game.
John, I was really hoping that I would have an amazing story for you, an amazing answer to this question. Devin Allen played the best game of his life. He stood out. All eyes were on him. That didn't happen. I think the game was decent for Devin Allen. He only played 8 snaps on offense and 7 on special teams. Not a ton of playing time if you're looking at that as an indicator of his future with the Eagles. It wasn't a game where he stood out that much. But at the same time, you know, he was out there in an Eagles uniform playing. And I think we just have to wait and see what happens with these roster cuts.
I'm interested in this story, Jess, because it has so many layers. I'm interested in it because he's, you know, a track superstar who's trying his hand at football again. So just from a journalism standpoint, I'm fascinated. And then also it's got that hometown flavor for me.
But are Eagles fans also curious about Devin Allen? What do they think of him?
That's what I wanted to know. I asked Ruben if, you know, Devin Allen was welcome to Philly with open arms by those fans.
Never happened before.
No, he said not quite. You know, the Eagles have a wide receiver at camp who is turning a lot of heads. Britton Covey from Utah. Really interesting story. And Ruben told me that his star is potentially starting to shine a little bit brighter than Devin Allen. He's getting a little bit more attention. I will say that in the preseason game against the Jets, Britton Covey reportedly tore some ligaments in his hand. He may or may not be out for some time because of that. Could this be a chance for Devin Allen's star to rise? The answer to that right now is we'll see. Maybe. We don't know. But for me as a track fan, sure, he may not be the talk of the town in Philly, but I'm excited to watch him play. I want to see, you know, how this translates over to the NFL, and I'm going to definitely keep watching.
All right, Jess, this was great. I am rooting for Devin Allen. I hope it works out for him in a way that it didn't work out for him at the World Championships. Excellent reporting by you. Thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Special thanks to Ruben Frank and Dave Zangaro from NBC Sports Philly for passing along Devin Allen's interview audio from Eagles training camp. Thanks for listening, and a reminder to please rate and review the show. It helps people find us. Sports Illustrated Weekly is a production of Sports Illustrated and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. This episode of Sports Illustrated Weekly was produced by Jordan Rizzieri, Jessica Yarmosky, and Isaac Lee, who is also our sound engineer. Our senior producers are Dan Bloom and Harry Swartout. Our executive producers are Scott Brody and me, John Gonzalez. Our theme song is by Nolan Schneider. And if you've stuck around this long, we leave you with this.
Milrose, when it was at the Garden, was the greatest. When I started going to Milrose, I mean, everybody, guys were smoking. Like, it'd be this cloud of cigarette smoke. And like, you know, Rick Walhooter's out there running like 357. It was unbelievable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.